Sitting comfortably with your feet flat on the floor, your arms either by your side or resting on your lap with your palms facing upward. Just close your eyes and just take notice of how comfortable you are feeling. You may need to just do a little bit of moving around, a little bit of wiggling around, so letting go of a bit of tension. Just get yourself nice and comfortable so that you can relax into this visualization. Now I would like you to take your focus to your breath, breathing normally. Concentrate on the rhythm of your breath. Notice how deeply you breathe, how quickly you breathe. Now take a few breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. So you're going to go and breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Whilst you are breathing, notice any tension in your body and gently move that part of your body whilst imagining breathing into the tension and releasing it. On every out breath, imagine that tension easing and leaving your body. Relaxing into this, letting go of any thoughts that may be coming into your head. Allow them to come in and go, pass through. You can always go back to them later on, but for now, this is your time to relax. Now just take a focus again to the breathing. We're going to breathe in for four. So in through your nose for four, the count of four. Hold it gently and then exhale for four. Do that again. Breathe in through your nose for four. Notice how your chest fills and your belly fills out. Your belly should be pushing out as you breathe in. And as you exhale through your mouth for four, notice your belly contracting. So again, in for four. Hold it gently and release it, exhaling for four. Okay, one more time. In for four. Holding it gently. Exhaling for four, releasing any tension. And let's get back to your normal breathing now. We're now going to do a short visualization exercise where I'm going to take you to a time and place in 3 years' time so that you can see, feel, hear, and notice what you are doing and where you are. We'll be using all of your senses to observe this. So feel into it, hear into it, smell and see, just like you would in everyday life. And if your mind wanders off at any stage, that is absolutely fine. Just bring yourself back to my voice and pick back up again when you can. So sitting quietly with your eyes closed, I would like you to take your focus to your mind. Just picture your mind. Notice how busy or how calm it is. Feel into that mind of yours. Observe it. If you're having any difficulty at all letting go of any tasks or thoughts other than what I'm talking about, then imagine in your mind that there is a giant filing cabinet. See it standing there in the corner of your mind. And as you're watching it, the top drawer of the filing cabinet opens. And using your imagination and the power of your mind, send any thoughts and tasks that may be in the forefront of your mind to the filing cabinet. Watch those tasks and thoughts flying through the air towards the filing cabinet. And notice them being filed very neatly in the appropriate folders in the filing cabinet. They are being put away for the time being, whilst you focus your time and concentration on the task in hand. So just imagine that now for a few moments, clearing your mind of any thoughts or visions or tasks that aren't relevant for now, filing them away, keeping them safe, where you can go back to them later on. Now, with a clear mind and all your thoughts filed away neatly, I would like you to imagine that in front of you, just a few feet away, is a pull-down presentation screen. And you are sitting in front of it on the front row, ready to watch a small presentation. The projector starts to roll. And the first thing that you notice on the screen is your name in big, bold letters. And there is a date underneath your name. And the date is 3 years in the future from today. Notice the colour of the font and take and observe anything else that you can see on that page in front of you. And as you sit and watch, the screen changes. It goes to a blank screen. And then very gently in front of you, you will see appearing on the screen a picture of you. Looking back at you. And the picture on the screen is you in 3 years' time from now. So just take some time to look at yourself. Notice what you are wearing. The style of clothes that you're wearing. The colours that you are wearing. The fashion that you are wearing. What style is your hair? What colour is your hair? Do you look happy? Do you look contented? Do you look busy? How do you feel? Notice everything about you on that screen. And very slowly in front of you, that screen changes to a blank screen. And as you sit and look at the blank screen, a vision appears on the screen in front of you, another one. And this one shows you again only this time you are at work. Notice your surroundings. Where are you? Are you working from home? Or are you in another building? Are you in your own office space? What are you doing? Notice any equipment around you. Is it just you in your business, or do you have a team working with you? If you have a team, how many people are with you? Just go with that number that comes into your head. Don't overthink it. How do you help your clients? What is the main focus of your business? What do you specialize in? Ask how many clients you have and notice the first number that comes into your head. Try not to overthink this. Just go with the first number. How busy is your diary looking? Ask them to show you your diary, either on the screen or in your head, and have a snapshot of your monthly diary and how busy you are. How many days a week do you work? Let your diary show you. And as you look at the page, as you look at the screen in front of you, notice how it goes very blank to start off with again. Changes to a blank screen. And as you look at the blank screen, there appears a number on the screen in front of you. And this number is in big, bold, gold numbers. Notice what the number is. This is the turnover figure of your business. So take a note of that. And as you sit and look at this number, the screen once again changes. It goes to a blank screen. And then very slowly it changes again into an image starts to appear on the screen. And you can see that this is your home environment. You are now looking at your home, where you're going to be living in 3 years' time. So notice your surroundings on the screen. Are you in the same property as you are now, or have you moved? And you will notice very slowly on the screen that it takes you on a virtual tour of your home. So spend some time now looking at the various rooms one by one. You want to look outside as well. Take a note, take a look outside of the property and see how it is, what you have around you. If there's a garden, what space you have. I'll leave you for a few moments to do that. Who is living with you? Who else is there with you? Do you have a partner? Ask your partner to be shown to you. If you do, notice what comes on the screen. Or notice what comes into your head as a thought or a word. Do you have any children? Do you have any pets or animals around you? Do you have any relatives living nearby? Ask to be shown this so you can see, so that you can witness and allow it to play out on the screen in front of you or in your mind. However it comes to you the most easiest. It will soon be time to leave this visualization, but before you do, if you have any questions that you would like to ask, then do so now. The answer may come to you as a thought in your head, a sound, or you may see it written or played out on the screen. I will give you a few moments to do that now. And as you sit there in front of the presentation screen, a blank screen appears. And as you look at the blank screen, very slowly and surely, a positive message appears for you. This is your own very special message. Notice and remember what it says so that you can make a note of it later on. As you look at that screen, it slowly starts to fade and is replaced by another blank screen. And as you're looking at that screen, some more words appear for you. In the most beautiful handwriting, it says, "To be continued with love." And the projector switches off and the screen fades away and you are left sitting there thinking about all that you have just been shown about your future self. Very slowly, I would like you to bring your focus back to your breathing. Notice your breath. When you are ready, start to wiggle your fingers and toes. Have a stretch if you want to have one. Open your eyes and bring yourself back into the room. You may want to have a drink and adjust to being back. Being kind to yourself, being easy on yourself, taking some time to adjust, allowing yourself some time of relaxation where you can process what you've just been shown. You may want to write it down in your journal or on a piece of paper, so you can remember it, especially the messages that you were given. Well done.